She's attracted the attention of multiple agents. She's appeared in a starring role at Zurich Film Festival. However, Tilly Norwood is not a real actress. She's an AI-generated creation. The reception from the industry has been cold, to say the least, with actors and audiences coming out in force against Norwood. So, are AI actors the future of film, or is it just a gimmick? Joining me now is Amy Hume, senior lecturer in theatre, specialising in voice at the Victorian College of Arts at the University of Melbourne, and regional ambassador for the Voice and Speech Trainers Association. Amy, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm good, Siobhan. How are you going?
I'm going good. So, how was Tilly Norwood created?
Well, that's a really good question. Tilly Norwood seems to be the product of an amalgamation of many, many actors and their performances. She is, or Norwood is, and it's hard to give them pronouns when they're non-human. Norwood is AI. They're AI generated. While we have probably many of us have seen different versions of AI created films and audio you would be hearing, this one's a little bit different because they have sort of launched Tilly Norwood as a personality. And so Tilly Norwood has a Facebook page and an Instagram profile and is really being marketed as an actor.
I did not know about the Instagram page. That was a surprise. So in the conversation article, you mentioned the absence of control and consent that AI actors lack compared to real actors. How does that affect Norwood's role in the industry, especially compared to real actors?
Yeah, I think that that's a really gray area, and that's what makes it really quite scary. Actors have a lot of guardrails in place to protect their all sorts of rights, like their labor rights, that they're getting paid properly. They have agents who negotiate their pay rates. Their union negotiates what hours they're working. And then we have the more kind of tangible things, like what they actually consent to perform in, or when they read a script, do they choose to do the film or not? That's where it gets really blurry when we're talking about AI-generated performers, because they obviously there's no hu well, the only human behind it is the creator, but they're not choosing how the how well, like Tilly Norwood is not going to make a choice around how they are depicted in a film, and so it does raise questions around consent. We've got all sorts of issues around intimacy scenes. I think it's really interesting to consider how does this affect cinema, but then also how does it affect something like pornography? We're in a really blurry area, and it perhaps it's just bringing to mind the questions that we do need to grapple with as we come to terms with what AI is and what it's going to be doing.
One of the main concerns is that Norwood is a learning software who learns from other actors and actresses. How do you think that affects cinema? And there's also like the question of the rights of a person's performance, or the rights of their voice and the rights of their appearance, which was what the SAG-AFTRA strikes were about.
Yeah, and that's the other issue around consent and labor, isn't it? Like, have the actors who are Tilly Norwood's performances fed off, are they being compensated? And the answer is no, they've not consented to their performances informing Tilly Norwood's. They've not consented to any display of their emotions that are being used to train her display of emotions. They've not signed anything and they're not getting paid for that. And so that is a blurred line. The SAG-AFTRA union strikes that were a couple of years ago in 2023, they were huge strikes, and AI was a really big issue. And what the union succeeded in fighting for was putting in place laws against digital replicas of actors. So if I'm an actor, I'm a voiceover artist, my voice can't be replicated, my likeness can't be replicated. replicated, so nothing can be made in the likeness of me without me consenting and me being paid. Where the agreements of the union fell short was that they didn't put in place a ban of totally AI-generated performers. And you can't have AI-generated anything without some human intellect being mined in the background. And in this case, it is the mining of performances that have existed in film and cinema for, we're going on 100 years now. And those performances are, yeah, training Tilly Norwood without compensation. And I don't even know if we would have a way of knowing who the performers are. We can see different actors have said, oh, you can see a little bit of so and so in that, and there's a little bit of such and such in their laugh. You can see glimmers of different actors. But can we actually, is there digital evidence? I'm not sure that there would be.
You mentioned in the conversation article that humans show a negative bias towards an AI-generated art. Could that bias fade as it becomes more common, more like accepted in terms of creativity?
Yeah, definitely. What the research is showing us at the moment is that if we're told that something is AI generated, we're pretty negative pretty quickly. And we might be being told something that's not true anyway. If it's labeled as AI generated, even if it looks exactly the same as the human generated version, we don't like it. And that's showing up in multiple art forms, right? Not just like visual arts, but in dance art, like choreography. It's showing up in poetry, storytelling, all sorts of things. I think there is a chance, though, that that bias will change because what do we say? About, there's got, I have a 1-year-old daughter, and I look at her and I think, well, actually, like she hears me talk to Alexa. She doesn't know that there's no human body behind Alexa. She's going to grow up with AI as part of her daily life. Is that generation, are they going to have a different kind of relationship and association with AI? I don't think there's any way of knowing. The similarities that, or what I look to for an example is like, let's just look at what's happened to music. We all know that records and vinyl is a superior, right? We know we get a better quality of music. We enjoy listening to it. However, we all stream. We do it because it's convenient, it's affordable, it's accessible. You can do it on your different devices. And so we know that vinyl's better, and yet we do listen to music through streaming devices. And so I wonder in that sense if like we know that human live performances are better, but actually, if we could get something AI generated really quickly and it's okay, and oh, maybe I can even put myself in it and watch myself play a superhero or something, maybe the bias does begin to fade. Is there any way of knowing? I'm not sure.
All right, and finally, what is the point of talking about creations like Norwood in particular?
Well, I think just the way that we all react to it is pretty telling, right? It's bringing up different emotions in different people. Some people are kind of enthused by it. Some are like really curious, and others want to go bury their heads in the sand and go, oh, this is terrifying, and I don't want to see what's happening next in the world. It's important to talk about it because I don't think it's going away. AI is here. And we need to be responding to it and thinking about, okay, what do we need to have regulation in place? Like, I don't think resisting is an option, probably regulating and responding. Like, for me, working with actors in training, we need to really look at how we're training those actors and go, okay, are they actually going to need to act opposite something that is digital? I'm not sure, maybe. Or is it more that they need to be really, really good at live performance because screen performance is going to become AI generated. And so performers, real life performers are going to be relied upon for live events. So unless we're talking about it, we can't work out what our response to it is or how our industry and our kind of ways of consuming entertainment might be changed with this new technology.
Okay, thank you, Ian. And that was Amy Hume, senior lecturer in theatre, specialising in voice at the Victorian College of Arts at the University of Melbourne, and regional ambassador for the Voice and Speech Trainers Association, talking about Tilly Norwood and how her creation could affect art going forward.